Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. The next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Join Dee in celebrating the power of you. Here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, incredible, fabulous people, especially Stephen. Oh, my Lord in heaven, life is going too fast, and I love it, but I know where I want to start today, and that's focus and memory, and let me just tell you a lot about what's going on, because I've been looking a lot at memory and focusing, and the two of them going together. It's very clear from the channel, and you will read a lot more about this in the e-blast, which I'm encouraging all of you to keep up on the e-blast right now, because they're filling in a lot of stuff that we are covering on the shows, but in between stuff, because it's coming in so fast, especially after the collective consciousness workshop. So in order for us to truly focus on this new thought and new possibility that we have to be the thinkers of, it is very clear then that we cannot focus on the past. It is very clear that we cannot keep thinking the same thoughts. Now, this is, again, information that we've always had, but it's also information that we have a whole new understanding of. One of the best ways that my daughter said it is, "Mommy, I don't know how to see a reality that goes against what seems to be my reality right now." How one of you described it over a private session this week was, it's never been that way, so I don't know how to imagine it the way I want it. Those are how we feel when we keep looking at the past. Somebody happened to say to me about a decision that I'm getting ready to make in my life, "Wow, you're actually going to move into this after what happened to you before." And my reply was, "I have never been one to allow my past to define the present or the future of who I am." Now, that, of course, is not necessarily true. Of course, I have. I'm human. And it's incredibly important to understand the process of how we have to do it now, guys. And I talk about it all the time, but I see in private sessions, and I see the breakthroughs that people are doing in these private sessions, people that have been with me, and you hear on the shows quite a bit, and they say, "Oh, my God, I never got it that way. I never got what you were talking about," even though we have done processes about it, even though I've explained how it's worked in my own life. So I want to walk you through it quickly. You know what you don't want. Pick the opposite. Look at every single solitary, well, no, there's another step that comes first, and that's you have to commit. Until you commit to what you want, guys, you will not, cannot create it. Once you fully commit, no matter how the possibility looks to you, you commit and then start allowing yourself to go into the world of all possibilities. So, for example, I commit to making so much money a year. And then you look at all the thoughts, all the past shit, all the past creations that you have been using that say that's not the way it is, that's not the way it rolls, it's not possible, you can't do it, and I've never had it before. You take all that energy and you kind of wrap your arms around it and bring it into the energy of you. You don't push it away. You say, you don't say, I don't want to look at it. You don't deny it. You bring it in and make it a part of your energy. And then you go, you know what? I'm going to redirect you now. I'm going to redirect you into me thinking, knowing, and being the world of all possibility. That's what I'm going to do. Now, how focus works into that is when our focus gets pulled about toward other things we have to do. And I want to be very clear that that's not addressing doing too many things. You really can't do too many things if you can hold your focus on the thing you're doing. And hold your focus on the overall umbrella thing is that I'm the world of all possibility, and all the possibilities that I want to do, I do successfully and creatively through into the completion of receiving what I want. The very first thing in your life is commitment. Lanny and I committed to creating an environment where we can live together. And we didn't know how we were going to do that because literally we have to build an extra portion onto the house. Right now, paying for a wedding. Don't know how I'm going to do that. I said, that's not my job. The commitment has to come first. So, of course, out of the woodwork crawls people who are saying, do you want, would you like us to build this for you at a much, much reduced rate in exchange for letting us film the process? That's what I mean. In my wildest dreams, would I have thought to create it that way? No. But the commitment has to come first. So we're going to talk a lot today in your calls about where or where you are not committed. So succinctly have for me where you want to go as far as what you're creating. And we're going to start with Susan. Good morning, honey. How are you?
I was just drinking coffee.
Well, me too.
Just swallowing. I was just swallowing a cup of coffee. Hi.
Hi.
Well, I am definitely committed to many things right now.
Okay, so already my pendulum goes to no. So
no,
let
okay.
It's the commitment to yourself. Now, obviously, guys, wow, we're going to have like a mini teleseminar here today is what they're saying to
okay.
me. We have to commit to ourselves, and we have to commit to the creation of ourselves, and that means we have to commit to knowing that we are the creators of ourselves and that we can and choose to create ourselves exactly how we want ourselves. That's what my book, Getting Stuff, is about. You want the entire blueprint of creation. That's why I put that book out, Getting Stuff. So we're all coming together today to claim and direct and feel into, and I want you to feel the power. Feel the power. Allow yourself to be safe enough to feel the power of being a king or a queen who has at their disposal the power to create the empire any way they want.
Okay.
And I don't want you to shy away from that in any way.
Yeah.
Feel the powerful part of that. Okay, so go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I understand where that's coming from. Brings me to the thought, to that song from Frozen where she finally just lets go and, you know, the one, but let it go, I think.
Yeah,
but anyway,
and she says,
that,
You know, I'm not going to be who they want me to be anymore.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, because things have gone to, like, basically rock bottom financially. I'm just, you know, it's down there.
Okay,
and
you
I
see,
find
that's your that's the perspective.
That's
hold on, let me finish, everybody. That's the perspective and the expectation of the past that keeps representing itself. You have to go, okay, this is the illusion I've created right now.
Yes, it
is. This is not the illusion I have to keep creating.
Right.
Pick another door, Susan.
Right, and things are opening up. People are coming and saying, here, we have this for you. You know, people are coming.
Yes, but you're not going. So why aren't you going?
I thought I was.
There's a part of you that's going still, no, that's not how I define me. I can't see me as the queen.
Really? I thought I was. I was going.
That's what's going on with all of us. And it's because, guys, and again, this is what the webinar on the 26th. We have this fear that if we go, yes, I'm the God of me, it's holy shit time, because then there's no out.
Yeah, see,
and,
I'm going
know,
there because I don't even have the money for the fear, the webinar. It's like, I have no money.
Well,
literally.
And, Susan, you're not going to.
Yeah, as long as I say that.
That's right. And that's what I mean. People are going, well, yeah, but I don't be. And I'm saying, well, you don't, because you keep saying that.
I know.
And you guys keep fighting it. You keep fighting it, but at the same time, on this plane, everybody, if you say you need money and you're not out there to make any money, then how do you think you're going to create the money? You have to get out there. You have to do something. You have to work. You have to take action.
I have taken action to get out there. I went to, you know, I worked the job. I got fired from the job. I went to another job to get hired. They turned me down, so now I'm looking for another job.
Okay, and what they're saying to me, Susan, is you've got to get yourself in harmony with being powerful. You don't have to know how that's going to be designed in your life, but every single person on this call or whoever is going to be on this call has to accept the powerful gods that they are. Once you do that, everything will fall into place for you. They promise. Hold on. Switchboard is weird. Hi, Phyllis. You're on.
Yeah. No, I just have these, you know, moments where I just kind of feel like I fall back somehow. I'm just exhausted right now, and I need to get ready to go on a trip. But, yeah, it's all about the commitment, the commitment.
Well, yes, and there is a there's also that commitment and of being happy and full of energy doing everything you want to do. I know there's a pattern in my life, and I know where it comes from in my family, where the harder something is and sometimes the more I put on my plate and the greater the focus is pulled, and the more I can complain about that, the more empowered it makes me feel. Because then it makes me feel like I've done even more if it's so hard to get done everything that I need to get done. And instead of just going, you know, I'm going to take this moment, and now I'm going to take that moment. I learned that on the May tour big time, that the drama I was adding to a lot of it, which crashed my adrenals, was I was choosing to commit to the fight or flight because it made it ever so more exciting and dramatic that I was absolutely handling everything that I had to handle. Aren't I one great piece of shit here, right? But that doesn't, that's old, guys. That is a sin against our power, because powerful people delegate, and powerful people know that they have the people that will handle things for them, that their job is to create out of some of the minutia that other people do. And other people love to do the minutia because that's what they're good at. And everybody wins then, right? But I think that's kind of what's going on with you, Phyllis, is, oh, my God, look at all, you know, the videos that I do and the photographs that I take and the meetings that I have to have and the big old, good old boys that I have to work with and, you know, all that stuff. It kind of adds to the drama, and it makes you tired.
Yeah, that's true. I'm just kind of
See, so
yeah.
Again,
yeah.
When you
yeah,
get into the
true.
Drama, guys, you forget you have a choice.
That's true.
That's the highest thing they're giving me, and that certainly is a pattern that I see in a lot of our lives that are really focused on the commitment of this free, powerful creation that we are. Okay?
Yeah.
So watch yourself through the day. When you catch yourself, go, you know, I have a choice. I'm going to switch back. I'm going to commit to the ease here.
And go to the beach.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
Really good point. Thank you.
All right.
All right, Miss Mary in Maryland. What's up?
Hey, darling Dee.
Hi, honey.
How are you? And congratulations to you and Lanny.
Thanks. Yeah, big step for me, as most of you know.
It truly is, isn't it? Mm-mm-mm. But the right one. I had an interesting thing happen to me a couple of days ago, and it really, I really had to pull myself back into my power. And I think I did just fine. But what happened was just simply that the firm took like half of my paycheck out, and I got a notice from the bank that when I was paying one of the bills, I was going to have to use overdraft. And I went, how can that be? Long and the short of it was, panicked for 1 second and then said, I can turn this around. And
good for
you. Started making calls. And even though my heart had dropped to the bottom of the floor for a minute, I just said, this cannot be. And I am not going to let this ruin who I am. And it took a couple of days, but I got to the bottom of it. It is a mistake that was made through our New York office, and it looks like all is going to be fine. But it was bringing myself back.
Yes, you just perfectly described what it's about. And a lot of people on the line are still under the false assumption that shit doesn't happen.
Oh, yes, it does.
You know, shit can happen, but you don't go into the drama of it. Yeah, you bet. You take a hit. That's what I call it. You take a hit. Your heart drops out. You go, what the hell? You know, and you go into reaction, and then you remember who you are, and you go,
exactly.
Wait a minute. Whether this is a truth or not, I have the choice of losing my power as a creator of me.
Yep.
So first of all, I'm going to get that back.
Yep.
I'm going to claim and activate, which, by the way, on the Collective Consciousness weekend, we were given a new frequency. And I just I have to record it, but I've got the new activation, which is the activation for the frequency of all, being all possibilities. It was really exciting when it came in. And I want to again thank everybody, whether you were here in person or participating energetically.
Yeah, definitely.
That helped bring that information in because, wow, what a weekend. This is exactly, you are the model, Mary, of what I'm talking about. Is, okay, the illusion is that I have this much less money. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I am not going to accept that illusion taking my power of creation away, because then I can't create it any other way.
Right.
Okay?
Yep.
So, hold on. We're going somewhere. Sheets. But give me a song.
fly me to the moon, just because the moon was so beautiful last night.
Right. And let me live among the stars.
Yes.
You see, that is a musical representation of thinking a new thought of possibility.
Oh, yeah, so, isn't it, though?
Yeah. Let me go out in the stars. What's hanging out there that I can hang with?
Yeah.
Right?
So, yes, indeed.
You know, what if we aged younger?
I see that happening. I'm believing in it.
I get a yes on that. And I would like all of us to come together to play in that possibility. What if, because our cells regenerate every 2 years completely.
Absolutely.
What if for 2 years we directed ourselves to age younger?
That's what I do every day.
To create perfect harmony within each cell and within all the cells of our body.
I know. I believe that. And every day I get up and say, okay, look at you. You're younger than you were yesterday.
I get a yes. Now, is anything falling out there? No. Which is one reason they want you to understand why you heal so quickly.
Uh-huh.
I want you to hear those words, guys. That didn't mean that on this plane Mary didn't have anything to heal from.
Oh, no.
It meant that when she had something, she healed 2 to 3 times faster than a lot of people because she was directing her body to be in alignment with the joy and the youth that it knew, which counteracts all illness and disease.
Yeah, and what a difference it made. I've never healed so fast in my life.
I know, you were like, you know, I'm thinking maybe you should do a little interview on YouTube and just let people know it's possible, Mary.
Maybe I should.
Well,
hadn't thought about that. Let me put that in my thinking cap. Yeah.
Because, again, when we know that it's possible and that it's done and somebody has done it, then we go, oh, I can do this.
That's true.
Okay.
Ooh, I'm going to think on that. Yep.
All right, good.
I'm going to act on that.
And that is putting it out into the moon.
Yes.
Let me live among the stars. Let me be all thought and possibility that I've never thought before. You know, creating this money for Gabrielle's wedding. And all of a sudden, it was hysterical, guys. Lanny just goes, you know, to see your work in real life is almost astounding. Because here comes the people that want to trade us this building.
Yeah.
And then I want you guys to hear, I said, okay, God, I need this man. And remember when I'm saying to God, I'm talking to myself, all energy, all possibilities, angels, guides, the whole kit and caboodle, all thought and possibility. God, I need this much money. Create this much money for this wedding. Now, I want you all to hear this. With the episodes that I have been guaranteed, minus my agent's fee, to the penny, it comes out to the amount I said I needed.
Oh, my God, I love it.
Now, I have to expand that so that every piece of energy knows I'm totally willing to make hundreds of thousands more if they want to give me more episodes.
Yeah.
We don't want to limit ourselves by saying I need this.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it was that specific to the penny, you guys.
It just gives me shivers. It's just so cool.
But, you know, you can't be a mamby-pamby victim.
No.
You have to be a powerful, committed creator. Thanks for calling in, sweetheart.
Oh, thank you, sweetie.
Love you.
Love you.
All right, Steve. I want to hear what's going on after your private.
Great stuff. First of all, Susan, get your address to Dee. I will mail you a check for $30. Nobody should be deprived of a webinar for $30.
Oh, aren't you? You know,
you can do that on
I almost on said I will gift that to you, and my voice said, you wait, Dee, and you wait and see what great soul comes forward for her. So, hi, great soul.
I like that description.
And, Steve, you know, okay, well, now I'm being told to gift it to both of you.
Whoa.
Because of your generosity and that, oh, I'm ready to cry, because they want you to see that's how your giving works. So when I was working with Gabrielle on something, they kept saying to her, ask her what she's giving. Ask her what she's giving to the world. She's so focused on creating this wedding. What are you giving, everybody? What are you giving? So, Steve, you have to email me because I'm in the channel. I won't remember. I mean, I'll remember that I said this. But
absolutely email you.
That you I and just, Susan are gifted this.
I am thrilled, and I love all of you, absolutely. And this week I was doing great, and then to a friend of mine who just got a from acting class, who used to say to me, how do you work so quickly and brilliantly? You're so fast. You work faster than anybody else. Got an audition for something I know I could not get my agent to send me for. I went back into I'm Always Left Out. It took me hours, but I got myself out of it. I mean, which is the important part, that I got myself out of it.
That is the important part, and the important part is the words, I'm always left out.
Right.
So repeat that sentence that you said, because you talk really fast.
Okay. I ran into a friend of mine from who I was in an acting class with, who used to say to me, how do you get up in the part so fast? How do you get off book so fast? I don't understand it. And get your character so fast. And I used to say, well, I'll just do. But he got an important audition that I know I could not. Okay.
Well, there's your words. There's your words. Listen to him. That I know I could not. So, you see, you are a beautiful creator because you created what you knew, which was I can't.
Right. So now I have to be committed to I can and I am.
In every way. And it's not your agent that creates the opportunities, Stephen. He brings you the opportunities that you've created energetically.
Wow, I gotcha. I gotcha.
Guys, 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 everybody wake up. Wake up, wake up right now. Wake up. You create it by dreaming it, by living, going out to the moon and hanging in the stars, by feeling it, by knowing it. You create you being in harmony, and then the opportunities find you. Now, that doesn't mean you don't have to call your agent and do the stuff that we do on this plane, right?
Yes.
But you have to be in harmony with the receivership of it. And then, yes, it's possible that he gets a call and says, you know, I want to see Steve, or I just want to offer Steve this. You see, you don't think, it's not in your possibility quotient right now, Steve, that they can call and say, we just want to offer it to him. Well, why the hell not?
Why the hell not? I can do it. Sure. Absolutely.
But you have to see that possibility. You have to be the light of that possibility, and then as you walk through all possibilities, the possibility of we just want to offer it to Steve can find you. It's the match game.
Yes, no, I've been actually doing that work every day. I'm committed to that, and I've been doing that work every day.
There, it's, again, the part of you that knows you are the creator. That's the small part that falls out with everybody pretty much on the call. Now, Mary expressed it. That's the part of me that fell out for a minute. And then I found it again and activated the part of me that knows. So the longer we stay in the activation of our knowing that we are the creators of our energy, through choice and direction, and all things are possible to us, the longer and more consistently we stay there, the more proof we get.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So we're claiming I am divine love around all of that, and we're invoking the violet flame and the golden light.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Wow, everybody needed to hear that. Thank you, Steve.
Oh, no, thank you.
And make sure you email me about the webinar. Okay, we're going to Elizabeth in Santa Monica. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee. I've never spoken with you before. A friend of mine suggested that I give you a call.
Well, we're so happy to have you, baby cake. Are you scared yet? Am I too tough?
No, you're not. I told myself I wasn't going to cry, and I don't even know I'm crying.
Oh, because, honey, everybody, when they find this work and their heart opens because they go, oh, my God, I'm home. I know this truth. I know this truth that's coming through the channel. So what can we help you with, sweetheart?
I'm just having a rough time with direction and just I'm trying to do the best I can to put positive things in my life, but they seem to be always backfiring.
Okay, hold on. Hang on a minute. There is most definitely a core belief that is creating this. Hang on, I'm getting there. Okay, and this is what they've been addressing the entire show. My God, what a show. If people are just joining us and didn't hear it from the top, replay it. If I don't know I am energy, I can't direct the energy that I am. Now, what they're saying to you, my beautiful Elizabeth, is you just have a misunderstanding about how it works. And they're showing me somebody praying to God. So is it a true statement that you're still asking the angels and the guides and God in the universe to do whatever you're praying for?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's not how.
Oh.
Because how it works, and this is in the I Am Discourses, St. Germain version, volume 3, I think it is. It clearly states in there, God and all his dominions cannot and will not intercede on your behalf without your clear direction. Which means Elizabeth has to be the creator of Elizabeth, and then God and all its energy can come in, swoop in, to help create everything you have chosen. But you must choose it first. You must commit to the creation of it, and then all energy can help you. Do you understand? So do you see where you've been falling out?
Well, I've just been letting it go and just giving it to God.
Yeah, but you are God. So if you're just giving it to God and going, well, here, I don't know what the hell to do with it, but here, you see, that's like a director saying to me, well, just do something, Dee. Energy needs direction, Elizabeth,
right.
And that direction has got to come from you. So tell me one thing you want.
So many things.
Well,
I want
you to tell me one thing. What's the one thing, if you could create that in your life, you'd know that you could create anything?
I just need direction in my life really bad and to which path I'm supposed to go on.
Okay.
As far as work.
Well, the first thing you're going to work on is money.
Yes.
Because... and again, guys, you know, they've said very clearly, if you are worried about your health and if you're worried financially, you cannot focus on creating the greater things. So those are the two things that as creators, you must get in alignment in your life. Now, right now, please correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm extrapolating energy from your energy system. And I want to make sure I'm getting the information right. But what I'm hearing is that money is much more a concern to you than your health right now. Is that true?
It's a little bit higher than the health part. They kind
okay.
of are getting evened out.
Okay, good. You see, it's a true statement, Elizabeth, that you don't know that you're the creator of money. And it's true for a lot of people still on this call. You are the creator of the money. But that's not a thought. That's not a possibility that we have ever been given to think and know from the time we were born and lifetimes before that. Money just happens by luck. Money happens by hard work. Money happens to rich people. Money happens because some force of good luck happens to me and I get some money. That is not how money happens. Money happens because you get yourself in harmony with having and creating money.
So right now, yes.
You see, just in your voice, I hear the shift.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, Elizabeth isn't a victim, barely holding herself above water. All of a sudden, Elizabeth is saying to herself, I better get off the pot and get busy working on me. Because the more I bring about my joy, my power, my possibility of creating money in any way it wants to be created, knowing that when I feel into the joy and happiness and power and expansiveness of money, that's how I create it. I better get started on me. That's how I created these two recurring roles. And I'm going to add the word continuing, because there are some of you out there that have created exactly what you want, and now you're in fear it's going to go away. And who's the creator of it continuously being created? We are. So move into the possibility that, oh my God, all this great stuff that I've created just continues to flow to me now. It wasn't a mistake. It was me. It was me and my power.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you know where to start, Elizabeth?
Well, right now I just want to I want to shift my energy and kind of I just want to see, I just see a light. I just see me just reaching out for me. If that makes sense to you.
Absolutely. That's where you have to go. So when is the happiest moment of your life?
Right now. It's going to start.
Right now. This
right.
moment of truth.
This moment. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I want you to know that's the energy of money.
Sorry,
my love for
say?
My daughter, which is greater than any love I will ever experience on this earth. I love her so unconditionally. That's the energy of money.
Okay. So do I direct unto and a granddaughter that I love so dearly? So just
Yes. I'm the possibility of knowing that feeling and that love, that unconditional love, that's the same feeling that creates money. You bet. That's
okay.
The feeling that I hold myself in to create health. That's the feeling I hold myself in to create fabulous, incredible relationships. The happier I am, the more I create.
Right. All right. So I place myself with how much I love.
You move yourself into the feeling of it, Elizabeth, and go, I'm the power that creates this.
Okay.
And you hold it consistently, knowing that ultimately it shows up. You've got a little time, where you have to turn that energy around so that the universe's possibilities can find the new harmony now. You understand?
I don't. How would you, how does that?
You just consistently choose to stay in your power and that feeling of love and joy.
Okay.
All right, darling. Thank you, and
right,
welcome
you
to the community.
Okay, thank you, Dee. It was a pleasure.
And we're going to Emily in California. Hello, Miss Emily. You're on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling to ask about my cat. Is that where we're going?
Yes, it's what your cat represents.
Okay, so he's turning 15 next month. He has chronic sniffly nose, but he's been rapidly losing weight over the last couple months.
So he's ready to go,
work.
Honey.
He's ready.
Yeah, he's ready.
Aww.
You're not ready.
Yeah.
So the call is, you know, can you be the God of you that allows you to be in harmony with love, even in the letting go of something you love?
Mm.
And anybody that works in hospice can tell you it's one of the greatest blessings in hospice is to really experience and help someone through that phase of peacefulness.
Yeah.
So just let him know that you're there for him to help him in love and peace. Do whatever is best for him.
Okay.
Okay, honey. I'm asking if there's anything. This was really a call to help you, you know, get in alignment with it's okay to be peaceful around letting your beloved go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet,
thank
sweetheart. You bet. I just walked it with my dog, and I understand.
Yeah.
Much love to you.
Thanks, Dee.
And Matthew.
Hello, Dee.
All right, give me some good news here.
Well, I have all kinds of good news, mostly about how much has shifted since our private on Monday.
Good.
And I tried to give you some sense of that in the email.
Yes,
that
and I loved Matthew actually recorded a direction for his day, which was quite amazing. And again,
and
guys, if you're not directing your day in the morning, you're starting out with sometimes less possibility than you could normally have. Go ahead, Matthew.
Well, and just, you know, for everyone else, because anybody can do this if you have a smartphone or a recorder of any kind. I basically transcribed what you said on the Sunday call and added in a couple of the things that you gave me in the private to add to the direction in the morning. Wrote out a script, recorded it. It's less than 2 minutes long. I actually P3 and I on an iPhone you can choose a recording to be your wake up tone. So I have an alarm that is directing my energy. And if I sleep through some of it, I can play it again, and it takes, as I say, it takes a whopping 2 minutes, and it reminds me of the commitments that I've made. And I, as anyone will tell you, I have a real fear, literally, of that word commitment. It drove me crazy, and it pushed every button in our private on Monday. But I've found several times since just in the past few days, and the fact that the word I commit to these things as part of my direction of my energy, I've had moments where I've been going to go into the shit or decided that something that happened was proof positive that the universe was arrayed in force against me. And I would actually go, wait a minute, that's not what I committed to. And I've had a couple of different responses to it. One time I have no idea yet what it was. Or actually, I do remember something that didn't go the way I thought it should go if the universe were actually ordered the way I wanted it to be right then. And I was leaving my building, and I decided I walked four flights down from the office, and I would stay mad for all four flights. I couldn't sustain it past two flights, and that's about when I forgot to be mad about. And is so.
Yeah, but so I want to clarify a little something, because this is where the confusion is with a lot of you. Where you fall out is when you go, well, this isn't how I think it should have showed up. The universe that you are directing in the morning is you.
Yes.
And so if something starts showing up the way it has in the past, the universe that you want to hold on the direction of is you and your reaction, as Mary walked us through.
Yes.
Okay. Then the universe goes, oh, I see. Another possibility needs to match up here from now on. And that's when things start turning around. So,
yeah, and I think what I was trying to explain was instead of covering up that I was having the reaction that I had, I actually spent a little time enjoying it and just said, okay, I'll stay there. Let's see how, and as I say, it wasn't, when I made that decision, I couldn't sustain it for more than a few seconds.
Exactly.
And then I was, you know, back to, but I'm committed to a different thing. So, you know,
I mean by, you know, when the shit hits a fan, bring the shit in and love it. Don't look away from it. Don't deny it. Don't judge it. Just go, oh, okay, well, here's the shit. Shit is energy, and now I'm going to direct it through love and through empowerment again and bring it back to direct it on track to what I want, which means I'm directing me again to be back in track on what I want. Oh, mm-hmm. Invaluable piece of information for everybody, Matthew. Thank you so much. And you just keep holding it, dude, because you're doing what you need to be doing, okay?
Okay.
All right, love you. Well, I'm so thrilled to have all the guys on today. Chris in Tennessee, hey, what's up?
Hey, Dee, how you doing?
So nice to hear from you.
It's good to hear from you, too. I'm glad to be on the call. It's been a while since.
Yeah, it has. What's going on? Because we're winding down on time here, so I want to get to it.
Well, a couple of things. The first thing is, you know, I feel like I'm, you know, building my business and my career like I want to, but I feel like I'm wanting to, like, break through and expand to a new level.
Okay, so that statement negates each other. Because it went to no on the first part and yes on the second part. So if you are not in the expansion that you want, then you aren't really building your business in the way you want to. And that's what you...
Well, I feel like I'm kind of like hitting a wall or something. Like I'm kind of like ready to break through to a new level. That's what I want to, you know what I mean?
Well, okay. I get that you're in harmony with breaking through to a new level, but when I say you know it's possible, I get a no. So there's a picture that Chris has of Chris that in the past, this is about as far as I have seen me going. Is that true?
Yeah, it's something from my past about like, well, I get right there and I'm almost fucking ready to like break through, and then it just like, you know.
I know that one well. And again, we worked on this on the collective consciousness weekend. The only thing that's there is a thin piece of paper that you can blow on, let it fall down, walk over, and go ahead and keep creating. But
you know what? I'm committed to it being different this time. I'm committed
well,
to
it. Well, and they're saying joyful. And they're taking me to your dad. So at some point you saw your dad expand or try to expand, and that affected the joy in his life or your life. Can you pull anything up?
I'm thinking here. I'm trying to remember.
Well, it doesn't really matter, but somewhere, and it was little Chris, like 3 or 4, somewhere
okay.
Little Chris got, if you're too big or you're too great, or you really go for the golden ring, you have to give up your joy. And that's part of this thing that we've worked on with you about you have to work so hard, and therefore you can't really do the ease and effortlessness and the joy of what you want, of all those things you really love to do. So that's what you have to bring yourself into harmony with. Is I can expand as great as I want to expand, do all the stuff that I love to do, all the hiking trips and the canoe trips and all this, expand it out, guide other people, literally not only guiding them on tours, but guide other people to allow your business to grow so that you have other guides and other parts of the business, maybe even in the rest of the world. You have to allow yourself to see that big.
That's exactly what I'm creating. There's a part
and I get a yes on that. They're underlying the importance of creating that and creating you, knowing that the joy goes along with it. And that's the same thing for all of us. Oh, my God, am I going to lose my freedom? Am I going to lose my choice? Am I going to have to work, 18 hours a day? I don't want to have to do that. And I'm saying to you, we are all the creators of defining it exactly the way we want it, and it can be the way we want it, but not if we can't see that possibility. There's nothing else, and that's what they're inviting us to all spend this whole week going, what if? What if I was this possibility? What if everything were this easy? What if I was already this expanded and it was totally joyful? Just play out there in the stars, fly yourself to the moon, and feel the empowerment of that. A lot of exciting things getting ready to be rolled out. And thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for being on the call today. And Stephen, thank you for being my guardian angel always, watching over me. And until we meet again, oh my God, you guys, feel how much I love you. Take that into your heart. Love yourself even more than that, if it's possible. And go be the powerful creator you are. I love you so much.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation.